Chapter 3. Tony's Decision. When do I start, and what exactly do I have to do? Tony asked, interested. You haven't told me anything about the job, except that you want me to fly to Colombia.
You ask too many questions, Roberto said. Let me tell you something.
He put his face close to Tony's.
Sometimes it's not good to know too much. Do you know what I mean?
That's right, said Louis, smiling. You listen to my friend Roberto, and everything will be okay.
Well, can you tell me how long I'll be away and when I'm going? Tony asked. For a moment, there was silence, and then Roberto said,
You'll be away for about 2 days, and as we said before, we're busy businessmen, so you start now.
Tony stood up. But that's impossible. I need to get some things from home. My clothes. Things like that.
Don't worry about your clothes. We'll give you clothes. We'll give you whatever you need,
Roberto said impatiently. Tony frowned. And what about my parents? I've got to tell them what I'm doing and where I'm going, he said. Louis pulled a white handkerchief from his pocket and wiped his face.
What are you, a boy or a man? He asked sarcastically. When I was your age, I was fighting for my life. I fought with Pablo Escobar. You've heard of him, haven't you? He was once the most famous man in Colombia.
Why would he have heard of him? Said Roberto to Louis. That was our history. It means nothing to him.
Tony wanted to ask Louis to tell him about Escobar, but Louis pushed him down on his chair.
Now listen carefully, Tony. We're going to drive to a private airfield near Miami Airport. A plane will be waiting for us there. You'll fly Roberto and me from there to Colombia. We'll pick up some things, and then you'll fly us back here. Now, is that difficult, Tony?
What sort of things? Asked Tony.
Louis smiled.
Actually, it's a surprise for my cousin Jose. Nothing for you to worry about, Tony, he said.
If you want me to be the pilot of the plane, then I need to know what cargo we'll be carrying, Tony said. The two men smiled.
If you must know, Tony, answered Louis, it's my cousin Jose's birthday, and Roberto and I thought that it would be very nice to bring his old mother from Colombia to visit him here in Miami.
That's right, said Roberto. He hasn't seen her for many years. He's been too busy with the business.
So you see, there's nothing mysterious about the cargo you'll be bringing, said Louis. Just an old lady.
Tony thought for a moment. Okay, he said. Let's go. The drive to the airfield didn't take long. At the far end of the runway, an executive jet plane was waiting. When Tony, Louis, and Roberto were on the plane, Tony looked at some maps in a box beside his seat and planned the route he would take. Because of the bad relationship between the US and Cuba, he knew he mustn't fly over Cuba. We'll have to fly southwest over the Gulf of Mexico and then south over the Caribbean Sea, Tony said. Where in Colombia are we going to?
We're going to a place called Guames Valley, answered Roberto, near the border with Ecuador.
Tony did a quick check to make sure everything was okay and started the engine. Seatbelts on, he called out over the sound of the engine.
Okay, let's go and get the old lady.